الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My dear sisters, Islam is the name of a relationship. Islam is the name of a relationship. The relationship between the Rabb and his abd. And that is why to enter Islam, you acknowledge and accept and bear witness to the relationship. To enter Islam, you bear witness to the relationship. You are not creating a relationship. The relationship already exists between the Creator and His creation, between the Rabb and His Ibad. The one who enters Islam acknowledges it, accepts it, reiterates it, and bears witness to it, where he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the relationship is there also for the one who does not accept it. The relationship does not disappear because the person refuses to accept it or does not know about it. Similarly, the relationship with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where a person says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And as soon as this person said this, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, what became fard on him was salah. Salah is the manifestation in action of the belief which is inside. As we know, the condition or the conditions of entering Islam are three. Tasdeeq bil qalb, wa iqrar bil lisan, wa amal bil arkan. To believe in the heart, to say it with the tongue, and to do actions confirming to that belief. And that is the reason why the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in were all agreed upon the fact that if a person leaves the salah, then he has left Islam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this and said this very clearly, Al-Ahadul Ladhi Bainana wa Bainahum As-Salah Faman Aradaha Faqad Kafara. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. He said, this is the demarcation, this is the Ahad, this is the covenant, this is the promise, this is the relationship. And this is what differentiates us from others. And that is the Salah. And the one who has left it has committed kufr, has left Islam. So there is a relationship and there is a action which confirms that relationship. I give this example because this was the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever he was asked about something, he gave always the example of salah. And that's why when he was asked about ihsan, he said to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see him. أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى فإن لم تكن ترى فإنه يراك. And though you cannot see him, you know that he sees you. But we know that this example, the reason why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam always gave the example of salah, because salah is the head of the matter. But the example extends to every aspect of our life. Islam is the name of a relationship. Relationships are maintained by actions. A relationship will not go away in terms of the connection. But definitely the relationship can be weakened. The relationship can become almost as if it does not exist. It is like the relationship of a parent and a child. If there is a child who is disobedient to the parents and leaves the parents and goes away and never comes back, still the relationship, the biological relationship, the relationship of creation still remains. The relationship with the obedient child and the disobedient child in terms of its connection is still the same. But the difference is, the obedient child benefits from the relationship because he or she earns the dua of the parents and the good wishes of the parents and so on, whereas the disobedient child gets nothing, although the relationship is the same. And so also with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, the relationship of the abd and the rabb does not change, whether the abd acknowledges it or refuses to acknowledge it. But the benefit from that relationship will be in proportion to the maintenance of that relationship. The abd who is muti, who is obedient, the abd who has the hubb of his rabb, the love of his rabb, who loves his rabb jalla jalaluhu, who spends time with his rabb jalla jalaluhu, who strengthens that relationship, is the abd who then has the beauty of tawakkul in his life and her life. That is the abd about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجَهُ وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. The obedient slave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said for him, I will extract him from difficulties and I will provide him from sources that he could not even imagine. And I will become sufficient for him, whatever his need. And that is the reason why today is the last day of this LEC. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your coming here and your investment in yourself and the time and the energy and the resources that you've invested. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this from you and to reward you not in keeping with what you invested but in keeping with His majesty and grace. Similarly, one day it will be the last day of our lives. The only difference is we know this is the last day of the LEC, of this LEC, but we don't know which is the last day of our lives. But there will be one last day. And then when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, when we go into the qabr, what is the first question that will be asked? Man Rabbuk. What question is that? Is it a question asking for information or is it a question asking about a relationship? The question is not, Wama Rabbul Alameen? Who is Rabbul Alameen? Do the malaika who come there, they don't know who is Rabbul Alameen, they want you to tell them? No. They are asking, who is your Rabb? We know who is Rabbul Alameen, but who is your Rabb? It's a question about a relationship. The one who will say, Rabbi Allah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all among those who will answer this and say, Rabbi Allah. What is that answer? Rabbi Allah. Answer is not Allahu Rabbul Alameen. No. Rabbi Allah. My Rabb is Allah. Jalla Jalal. And that is the reason why it is so important to work on this relationship. Today we are all hooked into social media. You know my opinion about social media, so I don't have to say it again and again. But if somebody tell me at least one good thing about social media. I think one good thing about social media is it reiterates the fact that relationships have to be sustained. And that is why you send somebody a message and 3 seconds later you look at the phone again. Did I get a reply? Constantly you're looking at the phone. Why? Because that reiteration of the relationship. What happened? How come he didn't reply? How come? So that should remind us that we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu this issue of confirming and reiterating the relationship. And that is for us. Sometimes when I'm speaking to non-Muslim audiences, one of the questions that is asked is, why does Allah need me to pray? Why does God need my prayer? So I tell them, God does not need your prayer. Who told you God needs your prayer? Who told you Allah needs your salah? Allah doesn't need your salah. You go and do salah for yourself. You need the salah. Allah does not need the salah. I need to come and make sujood before my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah does not need my sajda. Allah has got enough makhluk to make sujood. And even if nobody makes sujood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu and his position does not change. Allah's position will not change because there is no one making sajda to Allah. Even if that happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was Samad, he is free from all need, including the need for ibadah, that people or his makhluk should worship him. Even this need, Allah does not have. Ibadah is our need. It's our need to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. It's our need to recharge our batteries. It's our need to remind ourselves that one day we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that the best day of our lives. A man was making dua and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by him and he heard him, so he stood there and he listened to this whole dua. And the man began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in very beautiful words. He said, "Oh Allah, you are the one who knows the weight of the mountains. You are the one who knows the count of the number of drops of rain which fall." And so on and so on. And very beautiful, this whole narration of this man, how he described the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And then he ended that by saying, "Oh Allah, make the last of my actions the best of my actions. And the last of my days the best of my days. And may the last day when I meet you be the best day of my life." Rasulullah ﷺ heard this dua and he left and he went away and he put somebody there and said, "Bring this man to me when he finishes." So they brought him to Nabi ﷺ and somebody had brought a gold ingot, a piece of gold from some mine. So Nabi ﷺ gave him this gold. And he asked him, "Do you know why I am giving you this?" And the man said, "Ya Rasulullah, because we have some ties of tribe, and his tribe was related to the Quraysh and the Banu Hashim." So he said, "Maybe this is the reason you are giving me, because I am related to you from in this way." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Alhamdulillah, relationships are good and they should be maintained, but that's not the reason why I am giving you this gold." He said, "I'm giving you this gold for the way in which you praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu when you made dua." So I make the same dua for all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last of your actions the best of your actions, and the last of your days the best of your days. And may the best day of your life be the last day when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And this is where the hubb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into play. Because what else can it be? A day for which the one who loves Allah has waited all his life. Like I said the other day, يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this term, يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ. And what is the, what does a person who looks forward to the meeting of with Allah, what does he do? وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. He is constantly in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no moment of ghaflat in his life. He continuously remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is waiting for the day when he will go before his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned after his grace and majesty and thanks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the two sifat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the hamil of attributes and sifat that we do not even know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's 100 names, which are attributes, it is not correct to say Allah has 100 names. We do not know how many names Allah has. We do not know how many attributes Allah has. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us of 100. We don't restrict that by saying he has only this much. No. But think about this. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did he introduce himself? Before he called himself and he acknowledged and he declared Maliki Yawmiddin. He is the owner of the day of judgment. How did he introduce himself before that? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ask yourself why. That's why you must reflect on the Quran. Ask yourself why. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said Al-Qahhar wal-Jabbar, Al-Aziz wal-Muntaqim. Because the day of judgment is the day of judgment. It's a day of the mizan. It is the day of the balance. It is the day of punishment. It is the day of reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have introduced himself when he is talking about the day of judgment. And in another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did say Al-Wahidul Qahhar. لِمَلِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ وَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. But in Surah Al-Fatiha, in the beginning, the rukun of the salah, where the slave, every rakat of every salah, he will recite the surah without which the salah is not valid. How did Allah choose to introduce himself when he is talking about the day of judgment? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. Yes, you will come before me. Yes, I am the Malik of Yawmiddin. But remember, I am Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. I am the one whose mercy is always at the peak and whose mercy never ends. I always ask my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, the meaning of mercy is forgiveness. Now please understand this. Mercy is forgiveness. Mercy is not good for good. Mercy is not good in exchange of good. Mercy is good for bad. When we talk about forgiveness, people say, oh, but you know, he did this. That is why you have to forgive. That is why you need to forgive. If he did not do anything, what is there to forgive? If my brother Bashir tells me, please forgive me, I say, for what? Please do something first. You did nothing, alhamdulillah. You have always helped me and you are good to me. Now you say, please forgive me. For what? You didn't do anything. Mercy is because we do wrong. We need the mercy of Allah because we do wrong. We know the story of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the story. He said there was a man in the people of the past who asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free him from all needs, including his need for food and so on and so forth and sleep and whatnot. And he said, oh Allah, make it possible for me to worship you 24 hours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this possible for him. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, for 500 years, this man, Allah gave him this long life, for 500 years, this man worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night without any, you know, gap, nothing. And then the man died and he came before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, enter Jannah with my mercy. The man said, no. He said, I worked very hard. 500 years, I worshipped you. So I will enter Jannah with your adl, with your justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, enter Jannah with my mercy. The man said, no. I will enter Jannah with your mercy, with your adl, with your justice. Give me Jannah because this is just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, enter Jannah with my mercy. The man said, no. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, if that is what you want, justice. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, put on one side of the scales eyesight which I gave him. And put on the other side of the scales the worth of that eyesight in terms of his deeds. Whatever he thanked me for, put that on the other side of the scale. And that was the end of 500 years of worship. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now you have nothing. So now you go to the other place with my adl. Yeah. Inshallah, Allah forgave him. But my point is that this we don't need. We do not want the adl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, we come before you full of masya. I make this dua. Ya Allah, I came before you with what I have. What can a beggar bring? What can a beggar bring? I came before you with nothing because nothing is what I have. And I came before you with nothing without any shame, because you need nothing. You need nothing. See the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqah radhiyallahu anha. Ya Rasulullah, if I get Laylatul Qadr, what dua must I make? What is the dua? Allahumma innaka afuwun kareem. Tuhibbul afu, fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are al-afu. You like to forgive, so forgive me. He's not saying you are the one who forgives, I deserve forgiveness. No. You like to forgive, so forgive me. Do what you like to do. And in what you like to do is my benefit. Relationship, the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rab, I come before you with nothing. Because I have nothing. What can I bring for you? Eh? I come before you with ma'asiyat. Because you are the one who forgives. I'm not encouraging you to do ma'asiyat. I'm just saying that when we go before Allah, which one of us will go before Allah without sin? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to show off His forgiveness. I will make this one. I say, Ya Allah, show off. Show off your forgiveness. And say, even this one I forgive. What more do you want? Eh? Even this one. We ask Allah for His forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He chose to cover us with His cover, so that in this life our faults were not visible to anybody. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a man will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, on such and such a day you did this. And he will count out the sins of the man. And the man will say, yes, Ya Rabbal Alameen. How is he going to deny Allah? And Allah will say, on this day you looked at this. On this day you spoke this. On this day you did this. And one by one by one, the sins of the man will be reminded. The man will be reminded of his sins by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And the man will accept all of them. Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. And then the man will say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, I agree. I did all of this and more. But in the world, in the dunya, you never allowed anyone to know this. You covered this up. You did not allow anyone to see this. So people respected me, people loved me. But Ya Allah, today, before all this hujum, before all this majma, in which there are my relatives and friends and all those who knew me and honored me in this dunya, they are all here, and in front of all of them today, I have become zaleel. They have all come to know whatever I have done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, turn around and look. Turn and look. The man will turn around and he will see there is a curtain. There is a curtain and nobody can see him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, this is only between me and you. I hid you and covered your faults in the dunya, and I cover your faults here. This is only between me and you. Now I forgive you, enter Jannah. Ask Allah to make us all among them, inshallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was a time at the time of Musa alayhi salam, where there was a very great drought and great no rain and nothing and lot of suffering. So Musa alayhi salam took the people out to make Salatul Istisqa, the prayer for rain, and he made the prayer for rain and he made dua, and nothing happened, no rain. And this is the Nabi of Allah, Kalimullah, making dua, nothing is happening. Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Rab, I made dua, you are not doing anything, you have not sent the rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Musa, there is one man in your people, among your people, who is so full of ma'asiyat, he is so full of sin. This man is so disobedient and so rebellious, and he has angered me, and I will not send you rain until that man is sitting amongst your people. So ask him to get out. So Musa alayhi salam said, okay, this is easy. So he stood up and he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is one of you here who is very disobedient and he has committed a lot of sins and so on. Allah will not send rain until that man is sitting here. So get up and leave. Because of you, there is a problem for everyone. Get up and leave. Now this man, he saw this is trouble. Because if he gets up now, then everyone will, you know, he becomes humiliated before everybody. So he made tawbah and he made dua and he said, Ya Rab, you protected me and you covered me. Now everything is going to be public. And what will happen to me? Where will I go? And then suddenly it started raining. Heavy rain. So Musa alayhi salam said, this is very strange. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, until the man leaves, there will be no rain. I am still announcing, nobody is getting up, nobody is leaving. Suddenly rain. So Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Rab, what is the story? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Musa, that man who I mentioned to you, he made tawbah, I accepted his tawbah. So I sent you rain. Yeah? This is a beautiful story of taluk. Musa alayhi salam was a very special man. Among the Anbiya, so Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, who was the man? He says, Ya Allah, who is the man? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Musa, when the man was committing sins, I covered him and I didn't show anybody. Now he made tawbah, will I show him? No. That is between me and the man. Between the Rabb and the Abd. I will not expose him. When he was doing sin, I did not expose him. Now when he made tawbah, will I expose him? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to cover us with his lihaf, to cover us with his mercy and grace and protection, and to cause us to live with honor and safety in this dunya, and to take us in a state of honor and safety before him Jalla Jalaluhu, and to keep us in honor and safety on the day of judgment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to raise you with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to gather you under the shade of his arsh on a day when there will be no shade except his shade. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to decree that you are seated on thrones of pearls, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors you as is his shan to honor those he loves. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter you in the list of people who are his awliya and people who he loves Jalla Jalaluhu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree that you receive the water of Al-Kawthar from the blessed hand of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree that you cross the Sirat in safety behind Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and enter Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghayri hisab. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you what you expect and to give you what He wants to give you, which cannot possibly be even what you expect, but much more than what you expect. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.